Riders Radio Theater is on the air.
Radio. It's the Riders on the radio. Come on, partner, saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. We've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. And now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airways once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. Too Slim, the man of many hats. Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers. And Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spender inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon. Buckaroo and buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now, here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes of all ages, all across America and around the world over the magic of radio. Riders in the Sky here. Oh, and thank you, Texas Bix Bender, the voice that sold a million baby chicks over Border Radio. Riders in the Sky and our appearance number 1,873 in our long and semi-illustrious career. Welcome you to Riders Radio Theater. And before we get too much further down the trail, let me take a moment to introduce Riders in the Sky to you. To my left, that's your right, as you gaze into your Crosley showbox this evening, is the young man who plays the string bass in our trio. He's the landfill of disposable information, Too Slim.
Thank you, Ranger Dog. Thank you. Bring it to me. Bring it to me. Thank you, Ranger Dog. You know, Mr. Ed's voice was really Alan Rocky Lane.
My point exactly. To my right, your left, His Royal Majesty, the King of the Cowboy Fiddlers, Woody Paul!
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Mr. Ed. Mr. Ed, wasn't he a gelding?
That's right. You stay in this business long enough, it'll happen to you, too.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
And now the man that does most of the talking around our ranch, the idol of American youth, Ranger Doug.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, we can go no further without introducing our orchestra under the direction of Joey the Cowpoke King. Thank you, Joey. Let's get this trail drive rolling down the trail to San Antonio.
One, two, three.
I'll hop up on my pony and I'll ride away down the trail to San Antonio. I can see her standing waiting by the garden gate and she waits for me alone.
Through the plains and o'er the hills we'll ride, ride, ride. I won't rest until I have her by my side.
Roll on, little pony, let that old wind moan. I'm heading down to San Antonio, down the trail to San Antonio.
Here I go.
Well, I just received a letter from my gal in San Antonio. It said that she would be my bride. I know she really loves me and her heart is true, so I guess I'd better take a ride.
I'll hop up on my pony and I'll ride away down the trail to San Antonio. I can see her standing waiting by the garden gate and she waits for me alone.
Through the plains and o'er the hills we'll ride, ride, ride. I won't rest until I have her by my side.
Roll on, little pony, let that old wind moan. I'm heading down to San Antonio, down the trail to San Antonio.
Riders Radio Theater will return right after this amazing offer from herd psychomanagement expert L. Philo Larry Mammoth.
Friends, I know what you're going to say. It can't happen to me. Not on my ranch, not my herd. Well, trust me, it can happen to you. You walk out tomorrow morning and find your herd engaged in compulsive overgrazing, excessive salt licking, or in the most severe cases, stampeding from reality. These are symptoms of a psychological disturbance we at the Bovine Psycho Research Institute call cow dependency. Or in layman's terms, the blue moos. This herd needs help. Now, I know what you're thinking. Larry, with the government's current farm policies, I can't afford counseling for the missus and myself. How on earth can I afford it from a whole dang herd? Well, friends, we've come up with a cost-effective home study course, Cow Dependent No More. Prepared by the internationally recognized cow counseling expert, Dr. Angus Utterbaum. These 8-track tapes, Dr. Utterbaum, will guide you through a series of actual cow counseling sessions, each one dealing with a different intra-herd dysfunction. Here's an excerpt from tape 1, Bull-Heifer Relationships.
Now, bossy, if I hear you correctly, you're saying your significant other there, Mr. Bull, you're saying he's emotionally bankrupt. Is that correct? In other words, what you're saying is he's writing emotional checks on an overdrawn account, right? How do you feel when she talks this way, Mr. Bull?
Enlightening, isn't it? Let's hear another excerpt. This one from tape 2, Bovine Seasonal Dysfunction.
Now, this is going to be a difficult question for y'all, but I want each of you to describe your love life. Bossy? What about you, Mr. Bull? Well, you're in agreement at least. I don't think you have anything to worry about here, though. This is acceptable behavior for this time of year. Come spring, you'll be back to normal. I'm positively sure,
You'll learn all important know-it-all phrases like...
Is this a good time for y'all to meet next week?
And the all-important...
That'll be $300.
Friends, I'm sure you can see from these demonstrations that cow counseling works and your herd needs it. Now, the choice is yours. You can spend precious years and waste thousands of dollars getting your professional degree from a fancy A&M college or university. Or you can send me $9.99 for the complete 8-track course, Cow Dependent No More. That's right, only $9.99. Act now, and I'll also send you at no extra cost Dr. Angus Utterbaum's bestseller, Cowboys Who Hate Cows and Cows Who Love Them. Here's how to order.
To get your complete 8-track collection of Cow Dependent No More and Dr. Angus Underbaum's best-selling book as well, have your Visa, Albanian Express, or MasterCard ready and call 1-900-BIG-BEEF. That's 1-900-BIG-BEEF.
And remember, friends, nurture that little calf within.
And now here again are America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, Texas Bix Bender. Thanks a million. Well, it's guest time on Riders Radio Theater today, a time that always fills me with a mixture of wonder and worry. I wonder who it is that Too Slim has booked and how he did it this week.
Well, you don't have to wonder and worry this week, Ranger Doug, because this week I booked a couple of friends of mine, the O'Kanes.
Woody, you should have checked with me. I already booked somebody.
Whoa, hold on, boys. Woody, you booked the O'Kanes?
Yes, I did, Ranger Doug.
Well, great. They're great guys, great friends, and a great act, and we certainly wouldn't want to pass up the chance to have them on the show. But, Too Slim, I suppose you got some sort of banjo player?
Well, no, Ranger Doug, but I sure did book somebody.
Really? And who's that?
Well, I booked the great country singer, Drywall Paul.
Slim, that's the geek who came on this show and tried to convince us he was Elvis.
I had to book him, Ranger Doug, every morning. There he is when I go out to the barn, sitting on a bale of hay, singing to me. I go to the corral. There he is. I get
Okay, I get the picture, Slim. It looks as though we have two guests this week, I guess. That's what I say. I guess all we can do is bring them both out and ask them to sing a song each.
Great idea, Ranger Doug.
Well, that kind of thinking that's made me the idol of American youth.
I'll introduce my guest, and Woody can introduce his. Buckaroos and Buckarettes, please welcome the Skillsaw recording label artist, Drywall Paul.
Hi, friends. Thank you. Thank you so very, very much. God bless each and every one of you. I love you so much. It's so great to be here.
Thank you, Drywall. Welcome to Writers Radio Theater.
Thank you, Ranger Doug, very much.
It's your turn, Woody, to introduce your guest now.
All right. Gosh, Ranger Doug and Saddle Pals, I want you to please welcome Columbia recording artists, the O'Kanes.
Thank you, Woody.
Good to be here. All right, Jamie, Kieran, welcome to Writers Radio Theater. Great to have you here. Have you all met Drywall Paul?
No, howdy, Drywall.
Howdy, Drywall.
How are you boys doing? Hey, did I hear him correctly, boys? Y'all are Columbia recording artists?
Yeah, that's right.
Let's see, that's not too far from Nashville, is it? I got an uncle raises mules down there. He's a... You might know him.
No, that's Columbia, Tennessee, Drywall.
Yeah, that's right.
We're not from Columbia.
Oh, no,
you see, we're on Columbia Records, Drywall.
I know that. Who's going to go first here, fellas? I guess since I come out first, I guess I'll go first, huh? I mean, my manager always told me, you know, always be the opening act, and anyway, you wouldn't have a way to go but up, so.
What your manager says is very interesting, Drywall, but we only have a limited time for this portion of the show, especially since we're trying to squeeze two guests in here, so could you please just get right to your song?
Well, sure, fellas. Folks, I'd like to do a little tune for you now. It's new out on the Skill Saw label. It's called Remodeled Home, Remodeled Heart. Let's see. Okay. I remodel my home.
Whoa, Drywall, whoa.
What's the matter? Is Mike something wrong with Mike?
There is a little sound problem, yes.
What's the problem? You got a little distortion or something?
Well, it's a distortion,
Drywall.
Right, distortion.
Maybe you could back up from the mic a little bit.
Oh, well, I do have a pretty powerful voice. Yeah. All right, let's see. Let's see, how's this? I remodel my home.
No, you're still too close. Go over there by the steel doors.
I remodel my home. Great, a little further.
A little more.
We can
I
go
can
over
still
the,
hear him.
Go over to the doors there, Drywall. Now go out through the doors. It's kind of a soundproof booth.
Yeah. Okay, nice work, Keith.
You're welcome. I really know how to handle talent.
You never fail to amaze me each week. Now that that's all out of the way, Jamie and Kieran, how about doing a tune for us?
If I could be anyone that I wanted to be, I'd be me, just loving you. If I could go anywhere, see what I wanted to see, I'd see me, just loving you. Loving you, loving you, just loving you. If I had one star that I could make a wish on tonight, I'd say I'm all right, just loving you. If I could go anywhere, see what I wanted to see, I'd see me just loving you, loving you, loving you, just loving you. If I could be anyone that I wanted to be, I'd be me, just loving you.
Guys, we had the greatest trip opening for the O'Kanes up through Canada not too long ago. Had a lot of fun. I hope we can do that again. Would you guys like to sing us another song?
We'd love to, Ranger Doug, but we're scheduled to appear in L.A. tomorrow, and we've got to leave right away.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you see, we're flying our own little two-seater airplane out there, and just before the show, we heard that the weather's turning bad.
Hmm. Hey, seems there's a big typhoon out in the Pacific. I believe they call it Typhoon Oprah.
Uh-huh.
I think the squalls could shut down the L.A. airport.
Whoa, gee, we've been hearing about that storm, too. Shoot.
Well, I guess you guys had better be going, then. I'm sorry you have to leave before you, you know, can do another song.
Well, whoa. How'd I do, fellas? What'd it sound like? From that applause, I guess it was a pretty good job, huh?
Well, gee, it sounded great to us, Drywall. All
right. Great, Drywall.
I tell you what, y'all going to be hearing a lot from that little record for long. Well, are you boys going to do one now?
Drywall, we talked it over and, well,
I don't know. I don't think there's any way we could follow that last number.
I guess I know how you boys feel. Well, I tell you what, as long as they're not going to do one, y'all, heck, why don't I just do another one?
Huh? Oh, well.
Oh, no.
Allow me, boys. That's all the time we have for the guest spot on this week's Riders Radio Theater.
Thanks you, Texas Pick. And thanks to the OK. Have a great trip, guys.
Riders Radio Theater is a Mammoth Radio Pictures production in association with WPLN Productions and is taped live at the Tennessee Performing Arts Center in Nashville, Tennessee. And now, Riders Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 5 of the exciting Western melodrama, Mystery of the Lost Ozone. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, we've yet to mention the ozone anywhere within our drama. Instead, we started with a cattle stampede. Then the writers went on the quiz show dialing for dogies and won a new herd along with a cruise to Hawaii, which was dampened somewhat when they were pushed overboard by a mysteriously bandaged steward. Fortunately, they were rescued by side meat in a small, leaky dinghy.
Well, what in tarnation you numbskulls doing swimming way out here? Come on, get in the boat, Mom.
Yes, they were safe for the moment, and Woody even fixed the motor.
You bet.
How'd you do that?
Well, I just turned the switch on, that's all.
And so the motor was working. But the riders were far from out of danger as storm clouds darkened the sky and a strong wind whipped up towering whitecaps that dwarfed their little dinghy.
Boys, we better tie ourselves down, batten the hatches. It looks like we're in for a bad one.
As you might have heard, that was the understatement of the 20th century, because barreling down on these poor cowfolks was the worst storm of the last 100 years, Typhoon Oprah.
Oh, no! Is this the end of Riders in the Sky?
It's time to find out at last, Too Slim, as we present episode 5 of Mystery of the Lost Ozone. Typhoon Oprah raged for 2 days across the Pacific Ocean, swirling riders in the sky and their small dinghy with it. They rode the thundering storm like a bucking bronco, up and down, down and up, until on the morning of the third day, Typhoon Oprah, now reduced to little more than a gentle breeze thanks to a liquid diet, washed them ashore on an uncharted tropical isle.
Wow!
Look at that beautiful island.
And look, there's fresh water from that creek flowing into the lagoon.
Boy, that'll be a great place to set up camp. Come on, boys.
In no time at all, Riders in the Sky had a lean-to built, a campfire going, and on some bushes growing nearby, side meat found.
Oh, beans, mouse.
Beans? Are you sure them's beans?
I guess I know beans when I see them, Woody Paul. I'll cook up a mess of mush.
With camp set up and beans a-cooking, our cowboy Robinson Crusoes were just about to head out on an exploration of their island when suddenly...
What's
that?
That's an airplane.
It sure is. Woody, look up there.
We're saved!
Oh, wow. But, gosh, it sounds like it's got engine trouble.
It's coming down.
Hey, it is.
And down it came, landing on the beach and taxiing right up to the riders' camp. When the canopy opened up, two old friends of Riders in the Sky climbed out.
The O'Kanes! Wow!
Howdy, Riders. You're the last thing we expected to see down here.
Oh, we're mighty surprised to see you, too, I can tell you.
Well, how'd y'all get here?
No, we rode us a wild typhoon. Oh.
That's what happened to us, too. We got caught in a storm and just got free of it.
Huh. Yeah, and just as soon as we were loose, our engine stalled out on us.
You're sure you're not just out of gas?
Nah, we got plenty. We didn't use any in the storm. We just let Oprah carry us in. It's something in the motor, I think.
Well, wherever if I was you boys, I'd check that there on-off switch.
Well, Si, that's the first thing anybody checks.
Yeah. Well, I gotta go tend my beans, Mom.
I'll tell you what, maybe I could take a look at it for you boys. It'd just take me a few minutes to tear it down and check it out.
That'd be great, Woody.
Say, fellas, while Woody's checking out the airplane, why don't you pull up some coconuts and sit down here over at our camp?
Well, thanks, Ranger Doug.
Yeah.
Gee, I see you got your instruments there.
Yeah, oh.
Say.
How about a song? Yeah.
Never go anywhere without them.
If I could be there, I'd be there tonight, comforting you. This road I'm on is so far away, too far away. If God would grant me wings to fly, I'd be in your arms by and by. If I could be there, I'd be there tonight, comforting you. If I could be there, I'd look in your eyes and say I love you. These hills and highways between us now keep us apart. If God would grant me wings to fly, I'd be in your arms by and by. Say I love you. If I could be there. this pain in my heart. If I could be there.
What was it?
It was the Johnson rod.
Well, come on, what are we waiting for? Let's go.
It's just a two-seater.
Let's draw straws.
Well, side, can you fly?
How do you think I got here?
An airplane.
Side meet. It would be the easy way to try and talk Jamie and Kieran out of their own airplane, and then fly off to Waikiki, but... It wouldn't be the cowboy way.
That again, Mo.
Get in, boys. I'll help you start your engine up here.
Okay, Woody.
We'll fly to Honolulu and then send some help.
Well, I was hoping they'd say that.
Contact!
All right. So long, boys.
So long, guys.
So long.
And so, thanks to Woody Paul's repair of their plane... Plane's Johnson rod, I should say. The O'Kanes taxied down the beach and took off for Honolulu.
There they go.
Come on, boys, let's explore this island paradise.
And with a light heart and high hopes, the riders set off to explore their tropical island. But only moments later...
Woody, stop poking me.
I didn't poke you, Slim.
Well, if you didn't, then... Ranger Doug, look!
What poked too Slim? Is there trouble in paradise? Why do we call this melodrama Mystery of the Lost Ozone? You'll never know unless you tune in next week when you'll hear Ranger Doug say...
Boys, I wonder what those drums are saying.
And Woody Paul say?
They're saying, boom, 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 boom.
So whatever you do, don't miss episode 6 of Mystery of the Lost Ozone, Strangers in Paradise. Next week at this Theater of the Mind. And now, here again, our rises in the sky.
So good to see you. Farewell, Saturday.
The Riders Radio Theater is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. So long, Saddle Pals.
So farewell, Saddle Pals.